Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and this year should be a special schus for Marmad Shichiyu, a schus chayuchev et vega basmichal et vispasya, before Shalema. A schus Ephraim bin Rus, a schus Naftali Hertz bin Sina Rocha, a chasina Rezo, and Leschus Moshe Rebesh Nareso Moshe Mordechai Mordechai Yosef Alevi. It is based on Torah that I received from Murib Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov David Hamrik Shlita in Meseches Bava Basle Dav Kufchov Gimel. It says that Abba Khalifa Kiburi asked Rabbi Chia Bar Abba the following question. You find that 70 Jews came down to Egypt. So the Pasuk says, and the problem is if you count, you get to 69. So Rabbi Chia Bar Abba says to him, no problem. There was a twin born with Dina. It says, Ve'es Dina Bito. The Ve'es is a twin. So that's 70. So he asks him, Abba Khalifa asks him, if this is true, then what about Binyamin? Binyamin says, Ve'es Binyamin Achiv Benimo. Does that mean there was another twin with Binyamin that also is a Ve'es? So you want to add one because of that? Get to 71, no good. So Rabbi Chia Bar Abba says, no, no, no. I had a beautiful gem. Margolis toiva hoisa biyadi v'atak v'vakesh l'avda mimeni. I had a beautiful gem in my hand. You want to make me lose this gem? What's this gem? Hashbam says, tam yokar v'enai k'margolis. I had a very, very valuable reason in my eye like a gem. And I didn't want to be megale. And it's originally I just said a vort to sharpen you, but I didn't really mean it. Now I have this gem, and now you're forcing me to reveal it. That's la'abda mimeni. To be megalit is to lose it. It's interesting. It says la'abda mimeni, Rashbam says la'galosa la'cherim. That when you reveal something to other people, it's sort of losing it. That's the idea of tznius. So he said this to be mechabev the time, to show this is this gem that I had. Now I'm losing it, I'm telling it to you. You say, what's the gem? No, I know you're at the edge of your seats. So he quotes the name of Chanina Bar Chama Bar Chanina. This 70th person was Yocheved, because she was conceived on the way and she was born in between the walls entering Egypt. It says, Shayodo Salei Levi Mitzrayim. She was born. Chev was born in Mitzrayim, but she wasn't conceived in Mitzrayim. So that's the 70th soul. So we have a Gansa Arichus in this Gemara, and we want to understand what's this gem, what's this great secret? How is this different than other Divrei Agada? Not only that, we see in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, who is the Man D'Amar here, who says this gem, says there that Rabbi Chia Bar Agil asked Rabbi Chia Bar Abba why in the Dibros Rishonis it doesn't say Tov, in Dibros Rishonis it does say Tov. And he said, instead of asking me if it's why it says Tov there or not there, ask me if it says Tov at all. I don't know. Go to Rabbi Shimon Levi, he's a Baki Nagada. And then he gave his explanation because it doesn't say Tov in the first time because it's so from Lishtaber. That doesn't get a Tov. It's going to be broken. And the Tov is Laman Yitavloch. So Tosis in Bava Basle and Kuf Yud Gimel says that not all the Amorim were became a Psukei HaTorah, because look at Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. He said he doesn't know that it says Tov in the Luchos HaChronos. So parenthetically, there's a kasha on this because this Rabbi Chia Bar Abba was a Melamed. He taught the sons of Reish Lakish Mikra. So even if there are Amorim who weren't became B'mikra, you can't say that Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, he was a Malamit, he'd be also Melechet Hashem Remiyah Chas V'Shalom. If he wasn't a Baki, it's hard to say that he wasn't a Baki. Akopanim, if it's true that Rabbi Chia Bar Abba wasn't a Baki in Agada, like he says about himself in Bava Kama and Nehemiah Aleph, In other words, they wanted to bring a raya in general that the Amoraim weren't became b'mikra and b'agada. So Rechia Barabbah would seem to be a bad example because he was a malamid. On the other hand, like we said, he was he would be a big because he was as the kasha, be a bad example because he's a malamid. But nevertheless, he says about himself that he's not. I don't know if it says tov. And Tosa says, look, you see from here that he wasn't a baki nagadi. You can ask him halachic shilas, but don't ask him. If Agada, don't ask him about the story of the Pesukim in Chumash. Ask him, you know, the Sugis in Baba Kama, Baba Basa. So now that we see this, he didn't have special Bekias in Agada, so we have to understand what he says in our Sugya. He brings this member of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, that Yocheved finished the 70 Nefesh of Bnei Yisrael Abam Mitzrayim. Yerasa B'derech V'leidasa Bein Achoymas. And this is a Margolis Toiv. In other words, normally Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Agada is not his thing. But here he has this unbelievable vort, a Margolis Toiv. And you want to be Ma'abed at Mimeni. Mashmash is kind of Yan Yisodi Medivrei Agada. In Parashas Vayeshev, it says after this, Yaakov is told, is shown the cloak of Yosef in blood, and he's so sad that Yosef was, in his eyes, was eaten up by a wild animal. So, it says in the Pasuk, his children try to console him, all his sons and all of his daughters. And Rashi says, who are his daughters? So Rabbi Yehuda says that all of the sons, all the Shvatim had girls born with them, and they married them. And Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, these are Canaanite girls. And you call them his daughters because they're his daughters-in-law. His daughters-in-law, they didn't marry their sisters. They married Canaanite girls. And they're called daughters because they're daughters-in-law. So Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The daughters are Mamish's daughters. Now in Parashas Vayigash, 46:25, says that all the souls that came with Yaakov to Mitzrayim are 66. Right, and then the three in Mitzrayim, Yosef and his two sons, that's 69. So Rashi there says, "Sheyatzu kol nefesh habal Yaakov, sheyatzu me'eretz Kanan lavo leMitzrayim." They went out of Eretz Kanan to come to Mitzrayim. L'divrei Amar Tomos Noldu im Hashvatim. If you say that each one had a twin born with them, which is the opinion, as we saw earlier, of Rabbi Yehuda, that each one had a twin born with them, so how come they're not counted over here? So the answer is they died. They died before the Yerida Mitzrayim. But if they died before the Yerida Mitzrayim, how can it say in the pasuk called Nefesh Habal Yaakov Mitzrayim Yotze Yerechol Muvad Neshei Bnei Yaakov called Nefesh Shishim B'Sheish, besides the wives of the sons of Yaakov? I mean, besides this, the wives of the sons of Yaakov, they're dead. Rashi says that they died Lefnei Yeridas in the Mitzrayim, but the pasuk here says besides the wives of the sons of Yaakov. So if it's true that they died, then how can the Pasuk say that they're still coming? That this number of 69, 66, is besides the wives of the sons of Yaakov. Number two, if they're still alive, then what's Rashi's problem? So Rashi's bothered by the number. There's 66 besides the wives of the sons of Yaakov. So Rashi has a problem. He has to answer. He says, yeah, they died. But if they're alive, there's no problem. He doesn't have to say they died. Because Bas says, Mavad Neshe B'nei Yaakov. They had wives, they're just not in the Cheshbon. So what's the problem of saying that this Pasuk is talking about the wives of the sons of Yaakov? And they're still alive, just they're not included in the count. And even if they're the wives of the Shvatim, Rashi's bothered. Divrei Rama Tolmos Noldu Im HaShvatim. We have to say they died. No, say Tolmos Noldu. They're just not counted. Because the 66 doesn't include them, like the pasuk says, "Mavad Nishay Bnei Yaakov." To say they're Tolmos and they're still alive. Abaya. Pasuk says, besides the wives of the sons of Yaakov. So we have to say that Rashi understands that the Lashon of Yotze Yerecho Movad Nishay Bnei Yaakov is mashma that these women were not Yotze Yerech Yaakov. And nevertheless, despite the fact that they weren't Yotze Yerech Yaakov, they weren't counted. That you can't say that these women were Yotze Yerech Yaakov. And despite the fact that they were Yotze Yerech Yaakov, they weren't counted. No. Again, what is the pasuk saying when it says Yotze Yerecho Muvad Neshe Bnei Yaakov? When it says Yotze Yerecho Muvad Neshe Bnei Yaakov, Rashi understands that this Lashon of Yotze Yerecho came out from Yaakov, besides the daughters of the sons of Yaakov, is mashma that these women were not the Yotze Yerech Yaakov, who weren't counted, but rather these women were Yotze Yerech Yaakov. These people who are counted are Yotze Yerech Yaakov, Milvad Nishay Bnei Yaakov. This number of 66 are those who came out from Yaakov, and this is besides the daughter, the wives of the sons of Yaakov, because they should be counted, even though they're not Yotze Yerecho. It's not pshat that they are Yotze Yerecho. No. They're not Yotze Yerecho. These women are not Yotze Yerecho. And that's what it means. Milvad Nishay Bnei Yaakov, as we should count these people who aren't Yotze Yerecho. But nevertheless, they're not counted. And that's how Rashi understood the pasuk. Rashi understood the pasuk is saying that these Nishay Bnei Yaakov were not Yotze Yerecho. Only Yotze Yerecho are counted. And these women should have been counted, but they're not. It was a tzad to count them. Nevertheless, we're not going to count them. And if that's true, then we understand according to Rabbi Nechemia. What does Rabbi Nechemia say? Rabbi Nechemia says they married the Canaanite girls. Why should we count them? Because since the first time we mentioned the Torah, they're called banos. So that shows that the kalos are chavivos kebanos. So they should taka be counted. So kamash malan. No, we're only going to count Yotze Yerech Yaakov b'folal. The first time they're mentioned, it says benoisav. And they're chavivos, kalos are chavivos kebanos. So mitzad that, they should have been counted. But nevertheless, they're not counted. So this is all good according to Rabbi Nechemia. These Canaanite girls were not Yotze Yerecho. They should have been counted because they were Chavivos Kebanos. Nevertheless, they're not because they're not the Yotze Yerecho, and that's why they're not counted, even though they're Nishay Bnei Yaakov. And they could have been counted because they're Chavivos Kebanos, but they're still not counted. And then Rashi's bothered according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't explain that the women weren't counted because they're not Yotze Yerecho. That's what we wanted to say. We wanted to say that they're not count, they're only counting Yotze Yerecho, and these women aren't Yotze Yerecho. But these girls are Yotzei Erecho because they were coming from Yaakov. They're Ta'omos Yoshel HaShevatim. So why weren't they counted? And that's what's bothering Rashi. What's bothering Rashi is if the pasuk says Yotzei Erecho, then they should have been counted. These girls should have been counted. They're also Yotzei Erecho, according to Rabbi Yehuda. These daughters-in-law are also his daughters. So that's why he says, okay, they died. But then we have a question. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, they died, so who are these Neshei B'nai Yaakov? Who are these other women? They died. And that's why they're not counted. And if B'nai Yaakov found other women for Zivug Sheni, so then why do we have to be Mechadish that these Ta'omos were born, that Ta'omos were born with them, and they were with them Zivug Rishon? Just say that these other women who aren't their twins were around all along. They were their wives the whole time. Another question is Rashi himself on the Torah brings in his parish, the parish's Vayigash, the Gemara, Baba Basra, 120, 123, that even though all we have in the Pesukim are 69, nevertheless, 70 came to Mitzrayim, because Yocheved Bas Levi Nolda Ben Achomos. So it's Mefurish, that the wife of Levi didn't die, because she was alive, and she was pregnant during their travels, and she gave birth when they came into Mitzrayim. So it comes out that one of these Ta'omos was still alive. And if so, why isn't she counted, B'minyan HaNefashos? So assuming they didn't take second wives, assuming all they had was, they only had one wife. So Levi's wife gave birth. So if Levi's wife gave birth, then she obviously didn't die. So at least one of the Ta'omos is still alive. So why isn't she counted? So we have to say that after all of the twin girls of the Shvatim died, the Shvatim married women that are not capable of conceiving, because they understood that the Hakpada, the Dafka marry their sister, you're not supposed to marry your sister, was a Cheshben Miyuchad. You're normally not supposed to marry your sister, but they Dafka did marry their sister, was a special Cheshben, in order they should have holy seed. But Zivug Sheni, they don't Dafka have to marry their sisters. They understood Zivug Rishon, they should marry their sisters, not Zivug Sheni. And it's Mestaber, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they should marry Kenanios because they're included in the category of Arur. So better marry their sisters. So it's difficult to understand. Who did the Shvatim marry for Zivug Sheni that are neither twin sisters to have children with, because that's why they married their sisters, to have holy children. And they're not Kenanios, because you're not supposed to marry Kenanios, Rashi and Parshas Chayisara, in other Mestabik Bebaruch. It's a dochak to say they married from B'nai Yishmael and B'nai Esav or B'nai Lot. We don't want that. And why is there a kapeda on the Pasuk and Parashas Vayigash to emphasize that even though they already died, the Talmud already died, were the mothers of the B'nai Shvatim, nevertheless they were in a Shei B'nai Yaakov, that they were accompanying them, but not to give birth, just that they should marry women not with whom they didn't have children. So it would appear that for Zivug Sheni, who did they marry? Who did B'nai Yaakov marry? Women who were not Ta'omos and not Kenanios, Ela Mibnos HaNefesh Asher Asu B'charon. Maybe they married the Gerim that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were Megayer. And if so, we can say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that they married their twin sisters, he agrees that afterwards they married the Bnos HaGerim, the Zivug Sheni. Because even if they got some type of nevuah that the avos have to have children, from their sisters. Now, when they're marrying women, zivug sheni, so they're not having children anymore. So why don't they take from the tzibur of Gerei Tzedek, who were misdabik to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? And that's why the pasuk emphasizes that even though the ta'amos were no longer alive, nevertheless, ayukan nishay b'nei Yaakov, that they went with them to Mitzrayim, yishu beis abo, because they want to be mishatev, the gerim, shezachu avos legayir. And they brought them down to Mitzrayim. And if that's true, we can say this is Merumas in the Lashon of Neshei B'nei Yaakov. And besides the simple mashmos, that these are women who are married to B'nei Yaakov, there's maybe a drash, a remes here, that they're women from the tzibur of Bnei Yaakov. In other words, the geirim of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're like banim, nefesh ha'asu b'charon. Ufrat le'Rabbi Yehuda, that v'zivug rishon, they married Benos Yaakov v'yotzei erecho. So v'zivug sheni, they married Talmidos Yaakov, that they're like Benos Yaakov. So according to this, it would emerge that Eishes Levi also comes from this tzibur. And Levi marries her, thinking that she's no longer giving birth, like Neshei Achiv. And then a miracle happens, Achrei Belosi Haiseli Adna, and she gets pregnant. And that's the special Leda that was born to the sons of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov from the Nefesh HaRasa B'charan. This is coming, this woman is from the Nefesh HaRasa B'charan. And from this came Yocheved, Shenolda Ben Achomos. This wasn't Levi's first wife, this is Levi's second wife. And they married women who aren't giving birth because they're not having kids with them anymore, so they don't have to be from Yotzei Yerech Yaakov. But they want to still take from the Nefesh HaRasa B'charan, from those souls that they made in Charan, from those Gerim that they made. So that's who Yocheved was born from her mother was one of these Gerim, or Mibnos HaGerim. That's why we count Yocheved b'leidasa. There chal, the daughters of the sons aren't counted. But here there was a nes b'leidasa. Yesh b'zeh simen l'zechiyah miyuchedes asher nefesh ha'asa b'charan. And now she's mitzurv to the shivim nefesh of Oliyat Mitzrayim im Yaakov. Just like they were mitzdarev to the nesi of Lech Lecha to come to Eretz Canaan with Avram. So Yocheved is now part of the Shivim Nefesh because she was from these Geirim, and there was a special nes that happened that enabled her to be born. And even though her mother was too old to give birth, she nevertheless gave birth. In Parshas Pinchas, it says, "Shem Eishes Amram Yocheved Bas Levi Asher Yolda Osa Levi B'Mitzrayim," and the wife of the name of the wife of Amram was Yocheved, the daughter of Levi. That Levi gave birth Asher Yolda Osa LeLevi. The wife of Amram was Yocheved, the daughter of Levi. That she was given birth for Levi in Mitzrayim, and then she gave birth for Amram, Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam, their sister. So the Das Akenim Bali Atosis writes that when it says Asher Yalda Osa, this Osa is the name of the wife of Levi. So the first question is, why? What do you mean she Yalda Osa the Levi? Just say who gave birth to Levi for Levi. The answer is Osa. Osa gave birth to Levi for Levi. That's a funny name, Osa. So maybe this is a remez, because the pasuk says es hanefesh asher asu b'charon. So es hanefesh, the first three letters are osa, and also the gematria of osa, aleph tav hey, is 406, which is the kefil gematria of ger, to show that the geirim were also mishtatef b'binyan Am Yisrael. That's why the pasuk here mentions the osa, mentions her name, and it's a remez for nefesh asu b'charon, because she's coming from those geirim. Ve'im zachinu b'chol zel ha'ores einayim b'yasher ochoseinu b'mesilos ha'torah v'amedrash v'atalmud b'mseinu l'meidim soid nifla misoidos toraseinu ha'kadosha v'hu shalafi das Rabbi Yehuda she'tu'umos noldu min ha'avos. So now we get to the secret, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the twins were born from the avos. So according to this, we understand that all the Bnei HaShvatim were born from these twins. Chutz mi Bnei Bas Shua, Tamar, Osnat. But otherwise, they were born from these twins. And besides that, there's also a Yotze min HaKlal, Shenolad min HaNefesh HaAsu B'charon. In other words, who was born from the Nefesh HaAsu B'charon? Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And those children of a Nefesh HaAsu B'charon were Shutafim. They were partners in building Am Yisrael, because that's where the mother of Yocheved comes from the Bnei Geirim. And they're building Klal Yisrael, these Bnei Geirim. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Parashas Lech Lecha, when Avram Avinu goes Ladarko, Eretz Canaan, it says he took with him Lot ben Achiv. And it's HaNefesh HaAsu B'charon. And it's Mavur in the Psukim and Chazal, Shabba Melech HaMashiach Lo'elam Alidei Lot. Because David HaMelech was Dor Shlishi the Rus HaMoaviyah. So we see Shakol Mishalakach also Avram Leretz Canaan, they brought something important with them, because he took with him Lot. And who's coming from Lot? Mashiach. And he also took a Nefesh HaAsu B'charon. And who's coming from there? Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. That just like Am Yisrael zochet HaMelech HaMashiach by bringing Lot with Avram Teretz Canaan, Moshe and Aaron and Miriam were also born al yidei havas HaNefesh HaAsu B'charon. By bringing the Nefesh HaAsu B'charon, that brought Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam to the world. And that's Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He says this is a Margolis Toiva. Ulhanal are Yisrael niflu b'seder HaTorah b'binyan Am Yisrael. Shebe'emes avoidas Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov l'gayer geirim hovidu peretz atzumim ve'am mekablei haTorah. One of these geirim gave birth to Yocheved. From there came Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. These are the shepherds of Israel, Tainus 9a. And they led the Jewish people through the desert. So that's why this is a Margolis Tova, to show that what comes from these Geirim, what came from these Geirim, this is what happened to them. Okay. So we have Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. That's something huge. Atvarim Hayu Niflaim B'Yoser. And other Svarim that talk about this fascinating Maimar Chazal. Maybe at a future juncture we will talk about that. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.